It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network each and every Saturday morning. We're back in Grand Rapids at the home base after having a great weekend out in Kansas City. We met some great people, learned some great new techniques, recipes, and we're going to be sharing those with you today. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What's cooking is tailgating time in America, baby. Whether you're listening in Ann Arbor, Flint, Lansing, Traverse City, shoot, Whitehall, Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, there's people in all those markets packing up, getting ready to do some heavy-duty tailgating. And guess what? They're going to get wet today.
Yes, they are. Bring your pop-up tent, bring your umbrella, bring your rain gear, because not only are you going to tailgate in the rain, you're probably going to be sitting in the stands in the rain as well. So keep it dry, and you will have a great day. We're going to break down some things that will help you with your tailgating later in the show, that little tips and techniques that will help you make it a more enjoyable, keep it dry, keep it warm, and make sure your stuff turns out right. But right now, we're going to break down a little bit of a recap on this Kansas City trip, Bob. What are you thinking, man?
Well, I just wanted to kind of do a little follow-up of some of the conversations and some of the guests we had on. And these guys, if you're going to tailgate with anybody, you want to tailgate guys with guys like Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe. This is one of the best barbecuers in the world. And when Ray Lampe does tailgate, the dude brings a trailer. And, well, first of all, you've seen him on the Food Network. He's got all sorts of YouTube videos out. Just a fun guy. And just, you know, when you go tailgating, you want to hang out with somebody fun like Dr. Barbecue. The dude makes, he's not just your typical competition barbecue guy. He does all sorts of fun, small little grill things.
Like what?
Not just smoking either. Well, he's the big green egg guy, you know, so he loves doing his big green eggs. He does little shish kebabs. He does the little meat on a stick. He's real big on wings. I think he's got his own wing rub recipe. Some other guys that I think we had an awful lot of fun with that I just want to, chat about for just a second before we get in too heavy into tailgate is hanging out with Chris Marks. Now, I've tailgated with Chris Marks.
I had not before and was blown away by one thing he made on his grill, and we can talk about that. But Chris Marks is the eight-time winner of this World Series of Barbecue. It's called the Royal, where we were, and we had an opportunity to spend most of a day with that guy. And just the little things you can pick up from somebody like that are pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. and, you know, it's tailgating time. It's also hunting time. I did get to do some hunting. I wanted to share one quick little story that I didn't get to talk about. And, you know, I didn't see any deer. It was hotter than heck. But the most excitement I had in that tree stand was I had two bobcats right behind my blind fighting.
Wow.
It's about the scariest noise I think I've ever heard in the woods other than like a bear or a cougar on my neck. It's right next to that. These are only 35, 40-pound animals. But to have two of them going at it 20 yards from my blind, I mean, they were so fast. I don't know what I could have done if I had to defend myself from their anger. These guys were pissed.
Yeah, little cat scratch fever.
Just tearing it up in the woods.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's a cool thing to see, though. I mean, I've never seen a bobcat in the woods, let alone two of them having a spat. You know, I mean, that's a cool thing, man.
Yeah.
It's a really cool thing.
We got a lot of bobcat in Michigan.
Yeah.
But they have a ton of them in Kansas.
Yeah.
You'll see one or two a day when you're hunting out there.
Yep.
So, anyway, just kind of wanted to chat a little bit about some of that stuff. But onto the tailgate stuff. We've got some cool stuff coming in later on in the show. Big Paulie's going to call in with some tailgate tips. If you're on Facebook, what we want to know for tailgating is, what is your favorite hot toddy to take tailgating? Because it's a, you know, it's really cooling down now. This hot summer is finally coming to an end, and you have to start shifting gears instantly. You know, this is the time when I start going closet to closet, swapping wardrobes out and getting all the warm stuff out, and wondering what still fits me or what, you know, hasn't been lost along the way. But it's tailgating this time of year. If you got your chairs, you got your few buds, you're going to go to, like, we went to MSU a couple weeks ago. If you're going to go to see the Lions, if you're going to go down to Chicago and see the Bears, actually the Bears have a little better parking situation for tailgating. The Lions, I don't know. You'd have to go to like Eastern Market if you want to really tailgate, because all those other lots, they won't even let you bring a grill out. And we need to talk to Mayor Bing about that.
Yeah.
That's
well,
not
yeah.
right.
Dial him up. I'd rather do the college myself. That's where I really enjoy it. Any campus, within reason, you can come in and do a tailgate, and you can fire up your grills, and you can bring your
any
buds.
College. You're
yeah,
absolutely
any
right.
College.
It's any college. My boys came home this weekend from college. One goes to Western, one to Olivet, and you know what? They're getting into their school spirits, and I got to go to a football game at each one of those places.
What flavor of spirits are they getting into, right? It's college. It's all good, man.
No, not my boys.
I bet
are you kidding?
yeah,
they're angels.
Right. Yeah, right. They grew up in the Nurmico household. Come on, not your boys. Who are you trying to feed that line of crap to, buddy?
I have a line for you right now. It is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Thanks for listening wherever you are, Ann Arbor, Traverse City. Tell us what your hot toddy tailgate favorite is, because we love tailgating. I mean, it's... There's so many great colleges you can go to. I almost wouldn't want a season seat anywhere, because I like being able to mooch seats off everybody. And did I say that? No, actually, I do.
Those of us that know you, Bob, we understand that comment.
Seriously. I mean, to spend that kind of money, no, I'd just soon go to the Big House for a game, Spartan Stadium for a game. There's too much flavor out there. I get bored easily. You know, I'm kind of ADD.
Yeah, I get it. But
I'm kind of ADD. Did I mention that?
You know, we were talking about tailgate, and one of the things that I saw out there in Kansas City, I wanted to get this in real quick, was those beef ribs that are made. They look like Fred Flintstone ribs to me.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, and they, to me, that was the coolest thing that I'd seen come off a grill in a long time. I'd never seen them, because it's a beef rib that as you cook it, it shrinks up and it gets to, it's about 2 inches thick, and it's the whole flat rib bone, about a foot long.
Brisket on a stick.
Oh, man, it was cool. And I want to break that down a little bit later in the show and talk a little bit about how that was made, because it's easy to do, I've been told. I've not done it yet. I know you've done
it, Bob.
You just
got to go do it, man.
Yeah, I know.
Quit talking about it and get that stinking thing fired up.
Yeah, I will. I sure will. Hey, coming up next, we're going to break down some of those hot toddy recipes. A few of you guys are hitting us on Facebook, thegrillingguys.com. Thanks a lot for doing that. We're going to break down four or five of these recipes, one of them from our friend Greg. You're going to like that one as well. So you're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Country boys don't rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's homie, so you'll never get it on the radio. Why they trying to complicate the simple music that we make? Oh, because if it moves my soul, I'm going to keep on rolling, rolling. Hey, just want to hear everybody sing.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.